While retail giants such as Kmart and The Gap founder, a store called Hot Topics is increasing profits without advertising or markdowns. Last year, Hot Topics sold $250 million worth of music and fashion to teenagers, a market that's notoriously fickle, NPR's Susan Stone reports.
It's a school night, but that hasn't stopped teenagers from trickling into Hot Topic in the Annapolis Mall. Clumps of 2 and 3 kids wander the store, shouting over club-level music. They browse through army jackets, skull-patterned ski caps, and t-shirts that say, Rebel, and I'm famous, you just don't know it yet. High school student Jason Tipton is looking for anything with logos from his favorite bands, like Blink 182. He's wearing a Blink 182 sweatshirt right now. He bought it here.
Depending on when they get stuff in, I usually buy like a t-shirt like maybe every week here. Like if I see a t-shirt that I like, I'll come in and get it.
Jason's friend Ann Anthony says she shops for a little of everything here. Shirts, pants, belts, the blue dye that highlights her long brown hair. She also buys CDs she can't find at other stores.
Like if there's a band that you don't really hear a lot, like he likes Dashboard Confessionals, you can't get their CD like anywhere, but you can find it here. So it's cool to be able to come here and find music that you can't find like in any other store.
The first Hot Topic opened in California in 1988, inspired by MTV and its influence on young consumers. Now it's a national chain selling subculture to suburbia, with 346 stores in 48 states. The theme is music. Half of all Hot Topic products feature logos or band names the company licensed. Stores are also crammed with everything else a teenager needs. Posters, stickers, notebooks, makeup, shoes, jewelry.
Hot Topic's a cool environment.
Betsy McLaughlin is the president and CEO of Hot Topic.
Our employees are very cool. We're always playing the newest music. So I think if you want to know what's hip, what's happening, you go to a Hot Topic, and that's really what we hear from our customers who just like to hang out in our store.
Market research shows that kids love to hang out at malls, especially when you create a space for them. A few years ago, developers stopped fearing the packs of kids in their shopping centers and started building wings of teen-related stores. Soon, there were little retail neighborhoods for young people, and Hot Topic sees itself as the cool house on the block. The stores are dark and loud and feel vaguely rebellious, and there's always something new to buy.
If you think about the teen now versus the teen 20 years ago, there's so much more stimulus. And so as we are designing our stores, we are trying to emulate what's going on in a teenager's head. And that's one of the reasons why we feel that new product every day is in line with a teenager's attention span.
Hot Topic tries to put new merchandise in its stores every day. Retail analysts say that's one reason they've attracted teen consumers used to a diet of fast-moving MTV and video games. The store hires its customers and then sends them out as cool scouts. It pays for employees to go to concerts so they can report back on who's wearing what. McLaughlin says the company can turn around designs from these fashion reports in 2 months, twice as fast as most competitors. When teens complained that sizes were too small, Hot Topic responded with plus-size vinyl pants.
When you're 15 years old, there's no really other way to build an identity than the clothing that you wear and maybe the music that you listen to.
Retail analyst Joe Teklitz of Wachovia Securities gives the chain high marks. Hot Topic sales per square foot are about double the industry average, and it earns more per sale than most of its peers. The company is testing a spin-off chain for plus sizes. Joe Teklitz believes Hot Topic's strength is that it responds to teenagers' changing tastes rather than trying to predict them.
Yeah, I think it's one of the few names that you can feel comfortable sticking away and knowing they're going to be around in 3 years, going to be larger in 3 years, and they're probably going to be just as prosperous and profitable in 3 years, if not even more.
Back at the Annapolis Mall, Jason Tipton leaves Hot Topic empty-handed. But that doesn't concern CEO Betsy McLaughlin. She's sure he'll be back again next week.
Music is important to teens. Teens are resilient to what's happening in the economy and the world. And if you provide product that's important to them and helps them to express their individuality, they will come and you will be the recipient of their dollar.
And as long as teenagers believe their individuality is something that can be bought at the mall, Hot Topic will be in business. Susan Stone, NPR News.